I'll send him too.
So again, today is Tuesday, June 4th, and this is the noon Eastern Time PSS call. And this week we're talking about keeping it simple, which is hard to do sometimes, but actually makes life a whole lot easier. And let's see, we're here with a couple people. Let's see, where are you? Fran, you want to check in?
This is Julie. I think you're... That's
sorry,
me.
Julie.
No, it's okay.
Every time. Every single time.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I've joined the group today because we're heading on vacation, so I'm going to miss the group on Thursday. So I hope that's okay.
Yeah. Of course.
And I'm going away with my older daughter to Quito, Ecuador later today, which is great because some friends of ours moved there. So I'm really excited to have some time with her. And I'm celebrating my two younger ones, including the one that brought me to this work, is at overnight camp, and I'm excited for her that she got there and ended the year really strong, bringing her grades up from B's and not such great grades all the way back up to B's and some really high B's, and we both worked really hard, so I'm celebrating all those things.
Oh my gosh, that's a struggle for sure. That's amazing. Way to go. What are you looking forward to most about the trip?
Oh gosh, I'm getting away and having some quality time with my older daughter because the younger one has taken a lot of attention lately. So I'm excited to be with her.
Oh, that's fabulous. Awesome.
Yeah.
His dad is from New York. It says New York on my thing. That doesn't mean that that's where you are now.
Hi, this is Rachel.
Hi.
Hey,
Rachel, how's it going?
Good.
Hey,
good.
How are you?
Good.
So we're going to check in and celebrate. Yeah, we're checking in and celebrating.
Well, my son got into a middle school that we had applied for, so I'm really excited about that.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good for him and give me a break in terms of being his teacher because I'm pretty familiar with how they do things there. So I'm excited about that.
That's fabulous. Is it a standalone school for middle school? Is it like a magnet school? Is there something in particular about the school that drew you to it?
Well, they really offer, they have like a high bar, but they offer a lot of support to help kids get there. So it's also a high school, but, and then it's, you know, it's a little bit, they pick and choose who enters. So it was really, great that he was able to get in.
Awesome. Very cool. Artie, what do you want to celebrate?
I'm here.
You want to celebrate being here?
Yeah, I'm celebrating being here.
We'll take it. Sometimes that's the best we can do. I get it. Awesome. Okay, so we're going to go back around now and take AIM. And remember, we're taking AIM on the change we want to see, not necessarily on a specific strategy or a solution, but on a change that we want to see. And maybe it's a topic that's top of mind. Maybe it's something that's been bugging you today or bugging you all week, or maybe it's the same thing you've been taking AIM on since you joined us. But just take a few seconds and give a little bit of thought to what you want to take AIM on today. And I may have to mute someone. I'm getting a lot of background noise. So my apologies in advance if I mute you. But if you don't have yourself on mute when you guys aren't talking, please go ahead and mute yourself. And then just unmute yourself when you're ready to chime in. You have the power there. I have the power here too, but I prefer to have you guys mute yourselves. Feels a little weird to like silence people from afar. So whenever you're ready to take AIM, just jump on in and share. Something top of mind or a specific change you want to see.
This is Lauren. I would like to take AIM on continuing to focus on the positives. It's a thing I'm taking AIM on myself about because I think it's so easy to either focus on the negatives or
Yeah.
I know when my son, who's almost 18, will do something, like he has a big speech that he's doing at school today. And yesterday mm-hmm. he came home and, like, got his clothes out that he was going to wear this morning, and that was a big thing for him to, like,
wow. That's huge.
So I tried to make a really big deal of it. I mean, not a huge, like, I was just like, wow, like, I'm really glad you thought to do that.
Uh-huh.
Instead of, like, just expecting, like, you're almost 18, you should think about what you're going to wear the next day. Like, uh-huh. I feel like I do that sometimes. I'm just like, yeah, you should be doing that. And then I don't celebrate it as much as I want to. So I want to uh-huh. continue to really focus on the positives instead of either ignoring it or focusing on the negatives.
I love that. And so I'm just curious, how did you celebrate that with him, or how did you kind of recognize that so that he knew that you saw that and that you recognized that was something we're celebrating?
Well, I think he learned from prom, honestly, is where I think that happened, because he was going to prom at 5:30, and at 4 o'clock he had a balled up, like, white casual shirt that he was planning to wear. So we problem solved and that was fine, but I'm thinking he learned from that experience. So I was like, when he came out and he got his shirt and it was totally wrinkled because it's in the bottom of his laundry pile, and I said, I was like, oh, awesome, like, I'm really glad you're pre-planning and I'm actually getting ready to do a load of laundry, because he usually does his laundry. I said, do you want me to throw that in for you? And he was like, sure. And so it was washed and ready to go this morning.
Wow.
So I told him that I was proud of him, and then I, like, helped him in a obvious way.
Right.
Because I really was going to do a load of laundry anyway, and I knew it would be helpful for him to not have to think about that. So, but I was really, it was a big deal for him to think about that.
To be thinking ahead like that. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That is so cool. Wow, what a perfect, I mean, really, truly, that's like a perfect scenario. I can't think of a way to have handled it better or differently. That's phenomenal. Yay. Way to go.
Thanks.
Focusing on the positive pays off for sure. Thanks. Who's next? Take a name.
This is Julie.
Hi.
Oh, go ahead, Julie.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So I'm taking aim on focusing on, during this week while I'm away especially, and focusing on the big picture and really anchoring into the trust, like trusting the bigger picture and the process, where I feel like I've gotten caught, especially at the end of the school year, in all the minutiae and little details, and I get anxious and all caught in myself and tight, and I
uh-huh.
feel like I've lost some of the freedom and some of myself, frankly, in the anxiety, and so, like, trusting the process and the bigger picture. I feel like I can breathe into that a little bit and have some space to do that this week, and want to try and remember that when things get hard or when, you know, the minutiae comes back.
Gotcha. So is it about kind of controlling what you can control? Is it about, I'm wondering if we can kind of drill down on that just a bit. Is it about self-care for you? Is it frame of, let's see. Just say more about that.
It's more like the message. So the message, one message in my mind when I make the shift is like, we're all okay. You know, and I say that anyway, but it's like I'm kind of body focused. So it's like heavier and lower, like when I'm in the stress of it all. And here it feels like it's lighter and, like, almost outside of me and bigger. So it's like, we're all okay. Like, we're all okay.
Yeah. No, I get it. And that's great self-awareness in terms of the way, where you feel things in your body and how you can identify what emotion or
or feeling goes along with kind of where you're sensing the pain or the tension or the clenching in your body. So that's an awesome kind of a cool guide. You know, you can be like, oh, okay, here, I just kind of shift this over here. That's great. So awesome. Kind of about reminding yourself if you do start to go there, how to pull back and how to find that lighter space.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Perfect. It's been a while since I've been there. So it's sweet to touch there.
Yeah. Is there some forgiveness in there too?
Oh, gosh.
For yourself?
Like when I touch there, I like want to cry because I'm so sad that I have lost all these opportunities by not being here, I feel like. But I know that it's okay. You know, that's the forgiveness, and I'm glad I'm here now.
Okay. Good. I'm glad you're here now too. And we're all human, you know that, right? And we've all, we all continue to need to forgive ourselves for things that we've done.
I've heard.
Things that we've okay.
Yeah.
It's not an original thought. Gotcha.
But I'm working on really believing that.
Right. No, I can tell. I hear you say the words, and I know sometimes it's the fake it till you make it
piece, but
you're getting there for sure. That's awesome. Someone's joined us from Atlanta, or at least the thing says you're from Atlanta.
This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good. Would you like to take aim?
I've got no idea. Go ahead, and I've just been
listening.
Okay, we'll
come back to you. All right. Rachel and Ari, what are we taking aim on?
Hi. That was really helpful. Thank you for sharing the share that I heard.
Julie, yeah.
You know, I guess it's just continuing to, like, I've been seeing so much positive, but I've been maybe a little remiss with pointing it out and really, like, making it clear to my son, you know? So I think I want to, you know, just be a little more aware of that piece. And, you know, the other thing is, taking an aim on the relationship between my husband and I. We're going to be taking a little time away for the next couple of days and kind of, you know, putting my energy there. I think some energy, a lot of times in the past, the energy couldn't go there. So so both of those things
all tied up in. Okay. So if we had to pick one, being positive or focusing on or giving your relationship with your partner kind of the energy and the time and effort that it needs, which would you prefer? They're kind of tied together. I get it. So just for the purposes of the call, if we had to kind of pick one or two, which would you prefer? Don't overthink it. Just whatever pops up.
Yeah, no, I guess for the call, you know, we focus on my son. That would maybe be more useful.
Okay, cool. Artie, how about you?
I like to focus on when this summer, you know, I guess we're just going to pick something. We don't know how it's going to happen, but I'd like to focus on, you know, him not staying up late and getting up early, because that's kind of what we do. So it's, you know, that's what I want to focus on. I'd love to see him. I don't know if it's going to happen all the time. I'd love to see him go to bed, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock the latest, because that's as late as I want to stay up. And, you know, if that happens, then he'll be up early in the morning with us, because I'm up at 6, 7 in the morning. So,
yeah,
you know, that's what I'd like to see happen, you know, and it's going to be difficult because there's a lot of kids right on our block. And, you know, we'll see. Like I said, we just take a name, right? We know, not knowing how it's going to happen, but that's
of
what
course,
I'd like to see happen.
Yeah, no, for sure. Absolutely. And just out of curiosity, does he typically go to bed and get up at a regular time, or is it just kind of depends on what's
going
on?
No, he's good.
In the world.
He's good, okay. But he's getting older, you know, and, mm-hmm. and I get it. And not everybody has the same parenting goals as us, you know. Some people let their kids run around the street till 12, 1 in the morning, which is crazy to me.
Right.
But, you know, that's not the way it's certainly not going to happen, but, you know, he's going to be fighting for every minute he can get once the summer rolls around.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Awesome. Okay. And let's see, let's circle back. Are you ready to go? There are you? All right, we're waiting. All right, we'll just go ahead and dive in then. So the topic for today is keeping it simple, which is fabulous and sounds so easy, right? Or simple, but sometimes it turns out that it's not. And I think we're all kind of past this point, but maybe not. You know, back in the day, I remember probably the easiest and most descriptive example of how we mess things up by making things more complicated is sort of the behavior chart or the reward chart. And, we had like this giant Excel spreadsheet, and my husband and I both work full time, and, we have 5 kids, and when our now 15-year-old was, 7 or 8, and we were trying to track his behaviors and reward him, and we had, daycare involved and teachers and then whoever was helping us out in the evenings at home involved. And it was impossible to track it really anything, right? And at the end of each day, we'd look at the chart and we'd be like, so did he earn anything? And even the rewards, like the actual things he was trying to earn, were so complicated that we had just completely messed everything up. And so all we had to do was pick one behavior, right, and make it really, really simple. And I think I've shared with some of you before that, our best success and sort of our worst nightmare at the same time, but also the most simple was, we found out what his currency was. He loved Krispy Kreme donuts, hot Krispy Kreme donuts, and he was late for school, like 80% of the school year 1 year. And so we told him that if he would get up and get dressed and get out the door on time, we would stop by Krispy Kreme on the way to school. And he went from being late 80% of the time to being on time 80% of the time. And he had Krispy Kreme donuts for breakfast 5 days a week for almost 5 years. And
oh my.
I know that sounds horrible. And, we made sure that he got protein and a multivitamin and that he was growing fine and he had fruits and vegetables and all that stuff the rest of the day. But it was the simplest reward system we ever put in place. And this topic today is not about reward systems. It's just about keeping it simple. And for us, that was the simplest routine we could have put together, the simplest reward system we could have put together, and it worked beautifully. And he's 6'5" now and lean, mean. We're still trying to keep weight on him. But, he drives himself to school. So, and he doesn't stop at Krispy Kreme that I know of. He stops at McDonald's more than we'd like him to. But, we're always trying to figure out ways to help our kids, right? And we can make it really, really complicated. And we can make, our lives more complicated as well. Because, sometimes by overscheduling or trying to put together these complex systems and structures to help our kids, we end up making our lives more complex and frustrating. And then it makes it hard to find the positive because we're so strung out running from thing to thing and trying to stay on top of all the people that are involved in our kids' lives or the checklists or the whatevers, that it just gets really, really hard. Sometimes, we talk too much too, and I'm probably guilty of that at this moment, but the rules are the rules, or when you're explaining something to your kid and they don't get it, or you feel like you have to over explain, it's really fun to watch them kind of check out, right? By the time you get to like the fourth sentence, they're starting to glaze over and you've lost them, right? Keeping it simple really is the recipe for success. And that works for adults too. I don't know about you guys, but it gets harder and harder to hold more and more things in my head all at once. And so the easier I can make things for myself and for everyone around me, the better things are more likely to go at home. you know, I mean, keep in mind, executive function challenges are dominating our kids' lives. And if you guys are adults with ADHD, as I am, you know, I can only hold so many things in my working memory. I've got a pretty limited, we call it the cognitive counter space, you know. My aunt used to always be like, how would you make a pie in your kitchen? You have no counter space. And I think about that because I'm never going to make a pie just in my real life. But two, yeah, I don't have a lot of counter space to put stuff down on from a mental perspective. And our kids don't either. You know, they have brain-based challenges. And if we just continue to add things on for them to remember, it's almost impossible. And even until, you know, they're in their late 20s, early 30s, they're going to continue to need external reminders to do things because that internal reminder piece just isn't there. So that's where we come in and we help them focus on priorities and we help them develop systems and structures to help keep things really, really simple. So the important things get done and we can help them communicate when things don't work out. And, you know, whatever we put into place is going to be a little bit easier to follow. So what's coming up for you guys? You want to give an example of a system or structure that went badly, or a reward system that perhaps did not have the desired effect, and then you simplified it and it worked better, or you know, just something in your own life that's coming up as we're talking about ways to keep things simple and focus on what's important. Just jump in. You know, I like interactive. Everyone's had like crazy successful reward systems. I'm jealous.
This is Jennifer.
Yep.
We go back and forth. When we think we have a reward that works, it'll stop working.
Yep.
And then we try and keep pushing to make that reward work.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, okay, now we're back to square one. What else did we try?
Right.
You know, and it's like trying to figure out again what's going to work and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just frustrating because I feel like he knows what we're trying to do. And he's like, okay, I'm going to make it hard for you.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, back to square one, but I'm not going to let you figure out what is going to work.
Hmm. So how likely is it that he's, you know, actively seeking to undermine whatever the reward system is? Or is it just that he has ADHD and the reward that worked for a while just doesn't work anymore? And it's time to get creative and find a different
way.
Yeah.
It's everything else, it stops working.
Yeah, I know. That's so frustrating, isn't it? Keeps us on our toes, for sure.
Yes.
And yet, you know, it's also another reason to keep whatever the system is simple, because you know that you're going to have to put more effort into finding the reward that drives the behavior, right, or motivates the change in behavior. I also saw something the other day about ADHD for people who are trying to pick up new habits if they have ADHD, adults and kids. And there's a whole bunch of different research on this, however many times it takes to make a habit, 28 days or 28 times or 11 times. Whatever the number is, it's twice as long for people and kids with ADHD for them to kind of solidify and make whatever the new habit or the change in behavior is a habit. So something to keep in mind when we're setting our expectations too.
Right, okay.
What else, guys? What's a way that you've complicated things or something that's been driving you crazy that maybe you can simplify?
This is Lauren. We used to complicate things terribly when our kids were younger.
Mm-hmm.
But now that as my son's gotten older, he's almost 18, I don't feel like there's that many rewards that I can actually give him that will work. I mean, I feel And by that, I mean, I think he has to have his own, in, like, his own motivation and his own, it's really important for him to be,
like, bought in or?
Autonomous, but, like, he wants to be independent. And so, if I'm, I feel like it has to be his idea, of a reward.
Mm-hmm.
It won't really work, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, it absolutely does. And I think that that's a really excellent point, too, no matter actually how old our kids are, because if they're not bought into the reward, you know, and reward is a, I use that term loosely, you know, it could just be that you get to drive your car, right? Or it could just be that you get to drive yourself to school or that you have a phone that I pay for or, you know, something like that. But if they're not bought into whatever the perceived upside is, then it's not going to work no matter how old the kid is, right? We used to do stickers and tokens and all that stuff. And you know, our son would look at us like, and my kids are much older now too, but they would be not that impressed. You know, why would I work my butt off for a sticker? It wasn't his currency. So that's a good point.
Yeah, actually, one thing that I feel like we did do a good job with is because he has challenging classes and he's often up late doing homework, and I did get him to buy into the idea that if you're going to bed, we agreed on past 12:30 that you're not going to drive the next morning, because I just don't think you should drive when you're tired, and if you're not getting enough sleep, like, that's okay if you have that much homework that you have to stay up doing it that late, but the consequence, I guess the reward is if you go to bed before 12:30, you can drive in the morning. I mean, I guess it depends on how you look at it. But and he has done that, and he has. I mean, he's bought into it, and he will do that for the most part. He'll go to bed by 12:30 for the most part.
That's good because he likes to drive. He likes to drive. Yeah.
Yes.
That's good. That's very good. And I like that because that is, it's pretty simple. I mean, you know, and to some extent it's a safety thing too, right? But it's like you're up past 12:30, you don't drive the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really not a lot of wiggle room around that. I like that. Rachel, what's coming up for you?
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Hello. Oh, okay. Yeah,
I couldn't before.
And then I went to my earbuds.
Gotcha.
Can you repeat? I heard you say what's coming up for me. The reward system. Okay.
Or just something about keeping it simple, or some area that maybe is too complex that you would like to simplify, or some success that you guys have had.
You know what, I'm going to start just because we just had this reward thing that worked, but I didn't run it past Rachel when it started, so I told him if he could go to bed and not get into any arguments for 11 days, then I would buy him this, it was too much stuff, I guess, the NBA, a jersey, and a pair of shorts.
Yeah.
And first it was 11 days, and I said, listen, anytime you get in an argument, it gets extended. You go back to zero. And he did something, and I ended up extending it one day. But anyway, it was 12 days, and my memory is he was going to bed without a problem, and there was very few arguments about stuff, and it really did work. And then I said to him, well, listen, you want another one, it's going to cost you 30 days. And he just said, he basically just said, no way, you know, it seemed too, unattainable to him. And I guess I should have started with a longer stretch. anyway, it was very successful. So I'd like to try to get something like that back into place. You know, I got to come up with a time frame that he'll accept, because I think 30 days, you know, a month to an ADHD, AD whatever, 10-year-old, just seems like...
That's like a lifetime. Yeah.
Yeah, so he couldn't grasp onto it, and he was unwilling to even mm-hmm. entertain it. But it was very successful. There was really very little arguments, and yeah.
So can I ask you a clarifying question? Is the to me it almost sounds like it's two different things, right? Is it you want him to go to bed without arguing, or you want him to go to bed at a specific time?
Yeah.
Well, it was like it was any argument. Any argument.
Any time of the
any
day?
Any argument. He could have argued at 2 in the afternoon about something. And he was really, it was amazing. Rachel doesn't agree with me, but from my memory, I thought it was, I thought it really was successful.
Wow. Because that's unusual. I just have to say that's just from my experience and what I know about kids with ADHD, that is unusual. To have a time frame that's large have an impact on.
Well, I was reminded every day, but Rachel's going to chime in now and disagree. So.
There's something in there. I mean, I'm not discounting your experience at all. I'm just trying to figure out what is in there that was working. Was it the reminders? Was it the Because typically, and every kid's different, every family's different, right? And you guys know your kids better than anyone else. But, I mean, I could promise my kid with ADHD a Ferrari, you know, if he would do XYZ for a month. And I guarantee you I will never have to buy anybody a Ferrari because that's just too much time.
Well, he wouldn't do a month, but he did 11 days to start with.
Yeah, the 11 days for a 10-year-old is like a year. I mean, that's a lot. That's truly phenomenal. And so that's why I'm just from my own curiosity, trying to figure out what in there it was that was keeping him on task. Because that's phenomenal.
Well, it was both of us kept reminding him. It was just saying, you're not going to get your check tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to speak now.
Uh-oh. I'm not trying to forever hold my peace.
Well, no, I just was chomping at the bit there. I didn't feel that it had it swayed his behavior one way or the other. And if anything, my feeling was we made it work. You know, like when he was argumentative, I had to react and I had to remind him of what was going on, and it was like we were trying to make work him, the goals turned into making him earn what he really wasn't earning, and that was my experience. And so I mentioned to Artie, and like as he said, I think he understands now. Going forward, I think we need to talk about what's offered and what targets specifically and more specifically the behavior that we're looking for and the length of time before before we put it out there. Because I didn't see it as in the same way that he did.
Gotcha. Okay. That's fair.
Fair enough, yeah.
And those are really good points because, and kids can behave differently and respond differently to different parents, certainly, or to different caregivers or whoever. And, you know, sometimes I know that we have altered, I guess, you know, like we've kind of changed the operation mid-flow in order to, you know, make sure that our kids succeeded, you know, because we didn't want to, you know, if they were so close to whatever it was or getting whatever it was, you know, and they'd worked really hard, you know, we would sometimes pad it a little bit, I guess, or kind of change the process so they could be successful because they had worked hard to get where they were. And generally when we end up doing that, that's just because I've made the time frame too long. One of the rules of you know, systems and structures and reward charts and all that kind of stuff is to make it very time dependent. And so like it would be no arguing between the hours of 4 p.m. and 6 p.m., you know, which, you know, may seem ridiculous. But you start there so you can set them up for success, and then you kind of expand the time frame, you know, once they've got that one down.
Can't be any time.
Yeah.
too broad.
But then there's something in there, you know, you have to be on the same page too about the rewards. That's that whole simple thing, right? That everybody agrees on. You know, I think if my husband and I had understood that we were going to be spending, you know, $5 to $10 a day for donuts 5 days a week for 5 years, we might have thought of something different. Once you're in, right? So that's one of those things where you do have to take a step back and make sure everyone's on the same page and that it is simple, you know, or that one person isn't promising something that the other person isn't okay with. So those are great examples. Great examples. And so no arguing, which is more important to you, Artie? I'm just curious. Is it the no arguing or is it the sleep regimen? From my perspective, I guess.
Yeah, that's a very good question. You know, I'm obviously not the late night guy, right? So the sleep thing is important to me. Plus, I think that, you know, with an ADHD kid, this guy is bouncing off the walls every minute he's awake. And so I think, you know, especially for a guy like Shane, I think sleep is really important. And So if I had to choose between the two, I would probably choose, you know, let's get to bed on time. You know, let's get an early bed. And I'm a morning guy. I think that's the best time of the day. And we live, you know, a block from a beautiful beach. So That's why I warm up early in the morning. And I want to be on the beach at 7 o'clock when no one's around and enjoy surfing and there's no one, you know. So, you know, that's what I like to do. So. You know, that's why I wanted. So I would have to say, you know, getting to bed on time so we can get out of bed early and be well rested. Because I'm not going to drag him out of bed if he's, you know, I'm not going to wake him up basically. You know, if he doesn't have to get up to school, he gets out of bed when he wakes up. So if it's a weekend and he's gone to bed at 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, which doesn't happen that often, he's, you know, he's going to sleep till 8, 9 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He just functions better when he has the same sleep time and a regular sleep pattern. So I would have to choose getting to bed and sleep.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. I mean, you know, 90% of people with ADHD, kids and adults, have trouble sleeping. And it really does impact everything, you know. If you guys remember when the kids were little and you're staggering around, you know, on very little sleep. It impacts your whole, you know, outlook and your physically.
I know, because I'm one of that 90%.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I'm one of those people. So, I get it. I know I function better when I'm in a regular sleep routine.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Awesome. All right. Anybody else want to chime in on thoughts about keeping things simple?
This is Julie.
I
really like what you said about changing things up. So not just keeping things simple, but we put a plan in place. The way that my daughter was able to raise up her grades, we started working with an executive function coach, and she helped us put a plan in place with a much more detailed checklist than we would normally work with. I definitely would not call it simple, but it was really done together with a lot of buy-in with my daughter about what would work. And there were rewards at different stages. So like every, you know, 15 minutes or so, she would get to do a stretch or push-ups or, you know, something, dance. It would change a little bit, I guess.
Brain.
And then if she got everything done by the end of the night, she could watch a TV show by a certain time. You know, she could watch a TV show. And so that motivated her. If she got everything done during the week that she needed to do, she could bake cookies and take them to school. So, like, we set up these very specific rewards for each kind of level of this. And then at the end of the semester, she could get her grades up to a B, which she did. She could choose between a hamster or getting her room redone a certain budget that we agreed on.
Wow.
And but it was hard, but we had to find those things that worked together. And and at the end for finals, because her grades were so low at one point and she hadn't studied, I was nervous that there was no way she was going to be successful taking finals. Like, there was no way she could study and learn everything she had missed. you know, so I went back to the coach because I wasn't sure what to do, but she had been working so hard that I didn't want, you know, I wanted her to be, have that a win. And and the coach said something that was so, it was so great and, you know, helped me because I was very, I was freaking out about it, like that this is not going to happen.
Yeah.
And she worked so hard, but I don't want to back down as a parent. I wanted to
right.
hold strong. But she said, what we're looking for is the behavior and the process. It's not about the outcome. So that
yeah.
that it was okay to let her know that as long as, you know, kind of reset it for that last week studying for finals, that if she gave her all and if she studied hard with us, which was on the list, you know, and that even if, you know, and we saw that she was giving her all, that as long as, even if she got F's on all her finals, she would still
yeah.
get her hamster room. And so,
I love
like
that.
The minute she said that, I felt like I could breathe easier, and it was so, you know, and it was, it took the pressure off and a little bit, and,
yeah.
And she did it, you know, and we did it together, and
Yay.
It helped to not feel, because
I
was, until we switched that, I was like crazy trying to micromanage everything and was so angry and stressed and feeling like there was no way. And
yes.
I'm like, if I'm feeling this, how is she feeling?
She's how's
like,
she feeling?
I'm not even taking these finals. And, it's not quite simple, but it actually was like more complex than most of our structures, but it worked and helped. And I think the buy-in piece, you know, made it simple. And then I want to remember that simple piece, like the buy-in and then the awesome
yeah.
piece about redesigning as you go. And that's okay. It's not a
yeah.
failure. And it's not a failure for me
yeah.
as a parent or for her.
Not at all.
And to give myself that permission. So those
were
the things
that
stood out.
That's awesome. Yeah. There's so many things in there that are so good. I mean, you know, just that shift in perspective too, right? Is that, you know, the solutions are in the successes, and it is the process. You know, we talk about failing forward and finding all the ways that don't work and the ways that do work. And, you know, if redefining what our success looks like. And I think I've told you guys the story about, you know, going to taking the kids to church when they were little and not ever being able to sit there the whole hour. But, you know, someone said, hey, but look, this week he made it 30 minutes. Last week you guys only made it 20 minutes. And it never even occurred to me to look at it from that perspective that, yeah, hey, we went 10 minutes longer this week than we did the week before. And that's progress. And that's a success. And that's exactly what you're talking about. You know, as long as she's doing the effort and putting the behaviors and the practices in place to achieve the goal, eventually, maybe it's not going to be exactly the grade that you want her to get or that she wants to get, but she's getting all the skills that she needs to get there at some point, then that's exactly what we're going for. That's awesome. And the fact that you were able to take a step back and recognize that that was the key piece, really, that's huge. Love that.
Yeah, well, I couldn't do it alone, that's for sure. So I needed the outside help because I wasn't able to get there on my own, but maybe next time. And I'd like to, you know,
no.
I'm grateful.
Yeah. That just makes you a parent. You know, I think we all
yeah.
struggle with prioritizing and figuring out what's important. And, you know, one time we talked about it, is it okay to let your kid, you know, quit the baseball team or whatever? And what lesson does that send? And is that even important? And are we overthinking it? And I think that's a perfect example of the success being in the process. Very good.
Yeah.
Cool.
And one other very quick thing is she also started
yeah.
trying swimming this summer and wanted to quit after the first practice because it was so hard. And I was able to just kind of get curious with her and ended up bribing her with donuts. And now she's all in and very excited about her donuts and is really excited. And I think we'll finish the season. So I love the donuts. I do. It worked for us. It's working. Yeah. Really.
That's fabulous.
Hilarious.
I love it. All right. Anyone want to chime in with something else before we check out? We're coming up at 10:00, and I just want to make sure everybody gets a good chance to check out because we've kind of, and it's my fault, we've kind of meandered a bit today in terms of keeping it simple and the things that we took aim on. I just love all the positivity and the willingness to try new things that you guys are sharing with each other. It's great. So at the end of each call, like I said, we have 10 minutes, so everybody can do a
hopefully a full checkout. You know, we ask the questions about what you focused on most today and, you know, what your aha, your takeaway was from today, what action step you're willing to take, and do you have what you need to set yourself up for success with whatever that action step is. And so that also kind of goes back to that buy-in on the process and the reward. You know, it's one thing to say, you know, I'll buy you a Ferrari. You can do this for a month, but could you actually buy a Ferrari if they, you know, just by some fluke, you know, your kid was actually able to do whatever for a month? And that's not the point. I'm just saying that's an example of how we make sure we have what we need to be successful with whatever our action step is. And so take a few seconds to kind of think about your answers to the questions. And so they are, again, what did you focus on or think about most today? What's your aha or your takeaway? What's that action step that you're willing to take? And do you have what you need to set yourself up for success with that action? And just jump in when you're ready to check out and run through your answers for us.
This is Lauren.
Go for it.
I was just going to say that I appreciate the keeping it simple, because I think so often I tend to overcomplicate things, and I tend to talk and talk and talk, and I just think it's a great reminder to keep my words simple and rewards simple, and I think it's just a great reminder.
Cool. And so what's an action step that you're willing to take based on that?
Well, I'm taking aim on being positive.
Uh-huh.
So I can keep that simple too. Like, I don't need to go on and on and on about that. But so I think I can apply it to keeping my positivity simple too.
Okay, cool. And so in the moment, when you either feel yourself talking too much or overthinking it, what is how will you remind yourself to kind of stop, I guess, and reset? And it could be back to the body thing you were talking about before. And
that wasn't me, but yes, that's a good
that
idea.
That wasn't you, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And no, that's okay. But, I mean, I think I can catch myself when I – just being aware of it, I think, is enough for me to try to catch myself.
Okay. Fair enough. Thanks. Who wants to go next?
Hi, this is Rachel.
Hey.
Thank you so much for today. You know, I think for me, I want to just – focus on doing the, you know, everything, just keeping those slogans, like keeping it simple and just staying positive. And the action step would be, you know, trying to keep those at the forefront. And when something happens that's really nice, that I to really be sure I state it to both my husband and my son, to really just stay positive and you know, and use praise.
Yeah, I like that. Cool. Have fun on your trip.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. Artie, how about you?
He actually needed to jump off the call.
Okay, no worries. Thank you for checking out. Julie, you want to go next? Excuse me.
Sure. So I love... Well, I think it was Lauren said just about the keeping even the praise simple and keeping it simple, that, like, kind of bottom lining. I like that.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to kind of relate it to the bigger aim that I want to take about, you know, kind of the lightness and the bigger picture. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe there's a way just to keep that simple, like, maybe I don't have to dive in and try and understand it, or when I'm not in that light place, you know, maybe it doesn't have to be a big deal. It just can be like, okay, I can get back to that light place and just be there. And maybe that's it. that's enough. And okay. So keeping that simple for myself will help me keep it simple for everyone else too.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the light place. Like, how do you just, is it just a, it's a sensation, it's a feeling? And Lauren, again, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to to get you and Julie confused. But like, how do you know you get when you get there? Is it, do your shoulders come down? Is it a, like you?
I'm very visual. It's actually like very visual for me. So they're kind of, it's both an image, which really is like this image of something above my head. And then it corresponds just to, just like a lightness in the, my heart and like the top part of my body. It's not like nothing physical, you know, my shoulders don't go down or anything, but it's more like an energetic feeling. I don't know. That might sound strange, but it,
No, not at all. Okay.
And a literal image of it. Yeah. Like above my head in front of me.
Cool. Alrighty. Jennifer. Are you there? Silence. Okay, well, after all that, we ended up 5 minutes early. I'm sorry. Oh, I thought I was timing that perfectly. Any other burning thoughts, fears, desires, hopes, dreams, successes to share or touch on before we jump off the call? I'm happy to hang around. All right, guys. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your hard work. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Take care, everybody.
The moderator.